That's something no one's heard since the Iranian Revolution, the sounds of women cheering at a soccer match. Recently, the Iranian women's national football team played its first soccer game in decades. For years, the team was tolerated by the government but could practice only indoors. No one was allowed to watch them. But all that changed when a small women's soccer club from Berlin took on the system. German filmmaker David Assmann followed these women through the red tape to their soccer match with a camera in hand. The result is his documentary, Football Undercover. He says just trying to figure out how to get started almost did them in.
There was no path for us to go. We had to find the way ourselves, and we figured it would be fairly easy. But as soon as we started working on this project, everything seemed to be working against us. Like, the election of Ahmadinejad happened like 2 or 3 months into the project, and we knew that was not going to be a good thing for us. And then the nuclear things and ultimatums ending all of the time, and the situation was really getting kind of tense.
This is part of the film, in fact, that there was worry whether the project could go forward given the change in politics in Iran.
That's right. The project turned out to be much more difficult than we expected, but of course for the film it's good because we have a lot more drama than we expected.
What about for the women on the German team? They must have had mixed feelings at best about whether they wanted to go to Iran where all of this was happening, didn't they?
Well, when we started with the project, they didn't have a clear, or most of them probably didn't even have a vague idea about Iran. And my sisters and I really didn't know much about Iran either. So that was a good thing, for one, because we were going to be very unbiased and open-minded about it. But of course, as the political situation got worse, the Berlin players had their second thoughts.
Maybe it was good that you didn't know very much because you were not daunted by what would otherwise have perhaps been scary.
Yes, that's right.
Now, did the German women have to make compromises in their style of play, in their apparel, in their personal lives in order to make this trip?
Of course. If you go to Iran, you have to play by their rules. And for women, these rules consist of wearing the hijab and long sleeves and trousers, even when you're playing soccer. So when we started this project, of course, we were trying to have like the best circumstances for the match, like, having the players play unveiled and having a mixed audience, like men and women in the stadium. But it was pretty sure clear from the very beginning that we would have to make some compromises to get anywhere at all. So, yeah, that's what we had to agree on.
There's a great scene on the plane with the German women trying on the headdress for the first time. There's one who says of another, "You look like my mother." That's not a fashion statement that many Western women would want to make.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked the scene because I think it's pretty important to see that, because these girls in the team that are laughing in this scene and seem to have quite a problem with putting on the scarf, they have Muslim backgrounds. So for the non-Muslim players in the team, putting on the headscarf was no big deal at all. It's like putting on a costume to comply to the rules in Iran. But for those women who had to make an active choice against wearing the headscarf, probably against the family's tradition even, for those it was a much bigger deal, actually.
So, the essence is that you were able to have the match, but it wasn't, I gather, a match quite in the way that it would be in Germany. You could play, but they had to play with headscarves. They had to play with uniforms with long sleeves and trousers.
Yeah.
Things that the Iranian team, I suppose, would find quite normal.
Well, maybe not quite normal because it was their first match too. But yeah, it was a very interesting situation in a good way and in a bad way as well. The Iranian team was kind of annoyed of having to play in front of an all-female audience because they said we're wearing hijabs and headscarves.
So no men were even allowed in
to stay outside.
You couldn't go in.
Yeah, Oyat and I and our cameraman and the president of the Berlin Club, we had to wait outside and just
all
heard
this work
the
you'd put in
atmosphere.
And you
exactly.
Experienced some of the same thing the women do the rest of the time.
Exactly. It was like exactly the reverse reality that time. The Berlin team actually welcomed this experience of playing in front of a female audience because they thought this is kind of like a niche that the women have like conquered for themselves. So they thought it was quite nice to have this situation. And also for the women in the stadium, it was a first time experience too, as they are not allowed to go to men's soccer matches in Iran. So they wanted to show that they know how to behave in a stadium and they know all the songs and so on. on, so they were providing perfect atmosphere from the very beginning to the end.
Well, and the government again gave you permission to do this, but then insisted on these rules. And if I interpreted it correctly, that row of women in the black chandra, is that what it's...
Chador
is called,
mm-hmm.
looked like, well, they looked in Western terms like nuns who were very unhappy with the behavior mm-hmm. of the women behind them. It looked like they were writing down who was behaving badly in the crowd.
Yes, but as far as we heard, there were no consequences for the women in the stadium at that point. Of course, later we had some contact to female rights activists who were at that match, and they were arrested for other things, so it's very dangerous all of the time. But this match didn't have any consequences for them.
Now, you do have footage of the match, and had you planned, had you taken women along to film?
Yeah, we had a male and a female photographer from Berlin, so the guy had to wait outside with Ayat and me. And Anna, our female photographer, was inside, and we reinforced her with 3 Tehran-based camera women for that special occasion.
Part of this must have been difficult to film, because you were filming the Iranian women doing something that their government has questions about, to say the least. They took some chances to do this. In fact, there's one young woman who didn't end up playing on the team who at one point confesses that she occasionally dresses as a boy in order to be able to go out and play and feels that she can get away with it. It's a scary thing for her to admit on film, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very scary thing and a very brave thing of her to do that. Before shooting, we had a discussion with our Iranian protagonists about how they want to present themselves and if they want to wear headscarves for the camera or not. And Niloufar, the girl you just referred to, she said she wouldn't wear a headscarf for the camera at all. She totally objects to it, and she wanted to be as natural as possible. And of course, we as filmmakers absolutely embraced that. That's what we wanted to have. As a natural picture from Iran was exactly the thing we wanted to capture.
But you had some fear for her, too.
Yes, but we... After she told us she goes to the park dressed as a boy and plays there, we asked her if it would be okay for her to have this scene in the film, and she said, yeah, absolutely, let's do that. And of course, that was also a dangerous thing to film, because if she is discovered doing that, this would definitely have some consequences for her.
Are you able to show this film in Iran?
No, this was one of the conditions we had to meet in order to get shooting permissions in Iran. We had to tell them, we had to promise not to show the film in Iran. And, well, I don't know, there's an election coming up in the summer, and if that goes surprisingly well, maybe we have a chance of presenting the film in Iran, which would be fantastic, because we want Iranians to know about their national team, and so far, only people outside of Iran could see the film. So that's sad.
David Usman is the co-director of the documentary Football Undercover. In case you're wondering, Germany took an early 2-goal lead, but the Iranian team came back to end the match with a 2-2 draw. Since the film was made, the Iranian national women's football team has competed in the Women's Asian Cup, and they've started an Iranian women's football league.